My name's Ulysses, and I'm an addict, y'all. And I say it's only through grace and mercy that I'm here, and I'm truly, truly grateful for that. And I try to show it more so in my walk than in my talk, because mouth will say anything, but behaviors don't lie. And I always say that because I always have to keep in front, because I get a big head sometimes, you know, thinking that I got the answers and I know how it goes. And I got the answers all the time, you know. But I come to find out through the help of this program, the God of my understanding and new people, that I have my reality, but y'all will keep me in touch with the reality, you know, and that'll keep me on point and keep me on the beam. I want to thank the programming committee, you know, this convention, you know, for taking a chance on having me share my experience, strength, and hope. And I say my experience, strength, and hope because I'm one of them type of addicts that when I came in, my sponsor and the predecessors before me told me that I needed to share my experience, strength, and hope, and I needed to hold on to my opinion because opinions do kill people. You know, and it's hot up here, man. And, you know, I'm one that runs my mouth. I run my mouth a lot. And I'm nervous as I can be, you know. You know, but it'll calm, you know. I guess he's just shaking me up a little bit so that. And, you know, also coming into this program, my sponsor said, well, I ain't talking about me. I ain't talking about nothing. You know what I mean? Because for real, what I want to do is put the focus on y'all and to take the focus off of me. And when I do that, I get no help. You know, I need to talk about me. You know, I remember, and I'm originally from Philadelphia, but, you know, my last 13 years, I'm from Maryland. You know, my clean date is April 1st, 1991, and I just celebrated the anniversary, and I celebrated 14 years. And I didn't think that I would be around this long, because there's a lot of people that still have bets on me that when I'm going to go. And the real deal is, you know what I mean, long as I keep participating in my recovery, that they ain't going to never collect. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to never collect. And my arrogance tells me that I don't want to see me pick up another white key tag, you know, because it took me a long, long time to get here. You know, the first time I ever went for help, which wasn't for me, was in 1975, and I didn't get clean until 1991. I didn't surrender until 1991, you know, and that was bouncing in and out and being around the program. You know what I mean? Not in the program, but being around it. And what y'all told me is that I had to get in the middle of the herd. You know what I mean? And I had a safety net when I get in the middle of the herd. So if I falter one way or another, y'all would catch me. You know, and that's what I do. I get in the middle of the herd. I talk about, you know, participating in your recovery. I talk about that a lot. I talk about, you know, doing step work and tradition works, because that's a program and not kind of synonymous. You know, we talk about the therapeutic value, because I remember, and I'm going to go back for a minute, I remember being out there, and I had to have help to do a lot of things that I needed to do. You know what I mean? It had got to a point that I had to get people because, you know, I'm an intravenous drug user. You know what I mean? And I had to get people to doctor on me that didn't have doctor degrees, medical degrees. You know what I mean? They had to help me, you know, to do my thing. You know, so we talk about coming up in here and we talk about the therapeutic value of one act helping another. We're talking about experience, strength, and hope. You know what I mean? We're talking about the power of attraction, not promotion. Talking about walking this thing. Talking about staying in my own lane. You know, talking about focusing on myself. You know what I'm saying? So that I can get better. Therefore, things around me will get better. See, I got a sponsor that has a sponsor that has a sponsor that has a sponsor that has a sponsor that got the working knowledge of the 12 steps in the 12th edition that incorporate it in their life and live them. See, that's the big thing. You have to live these spiritual principles that you get out of doing step work. And for me to sit with another addict, or for us to sit as a group and share our experience, strength, and hope, that's the therapeutic value of it, y'all. You know what I mean? I'm one of them ones that I got it raw, I give it raw. And a whole lot of people don't like to get it raw. But they used to tell me all the time, because I like to raise my hand, you know what I mean? I like to talk real early in my recovery. And what they used to do is put me on speaking bands. I couldn't share. I had to sit there and I had to listen. And then I projected an image, because I suffer from terminal coolness and know-it-all-ism. You know, I project that image. You know what I mean? And my sponsor used to make me raise my hand and say that my name's Ulysses, I'm an addict. If I don't project no image, I don't have to protect none. If I make myself vulnerable for you people to get to know me, I can get the help that I need. You know what I mean? And it, you know, I used to sneak around to other meetings where I think that none of my network was going to be, so that I could share. And when it came time, after the speaker had spoken, my hand was the first one in the air. And he or she would say, come on, brother. You know, because I raised my hand. And before I can get any words out of my mouth, somebody was leaning down talking about, Ulysses, aren't you on a speaking band? You know, and I look, you know, and I would say, my name's Ulysses and I need help, y'all. Thanks for letting me share. You know what I'm saying? And that's the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. See, we do a whole lot of things, and it ain't consist of just doing step work. You know what I mean? It's about how you walk in this program, how people view you. They say it's 95% observance. You know, help somebody. It's about if your talk lines up with your walk. You know, because I don't know about anybody else in there. I'm probably the only one that ever did this, is share clean and live dirty. You know, I believe that I'm the only one in this room that has done that. Am I right? Huh? Can't nobody relate to me, can they? Huh? Yeah. You know, but, you know, I remember that I used to be a parakeet. You know, I would go to a room and hear somebody share some things. You know what I mean? And it sounds so profound to me. So I couldn't wait to get to another meeting to share what they shared. You know, and it just so happens one time that I went to another meeting and I shared what I heard in a meeting, you know, and I thought that I was sounding real good. But at the end of the meeting, a newcomer came up to me, and he asked me, what did I mean by what I shared? And I didn't know what I meant. So I looked at him, you know what I mean, trying to, you know how you get with it, when you're trying to think of something to say. And the only thing that I could think of is, well, you need to read your literature. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I tell this story a lot, but I remember early in my recovery when I had about 3 years, maybe 4 years, I had this apartment that I lived in by myself. And you know, I don't know if anybody else in there can relate to this too, of arriving. You know what I mean? When you arrive, you know, you have all the answers, you know, and you think you have excelled beyond your sponsor and everybody else. You know what I mean? And you know some things. And I was the secretary of one of these meetings, one of my service positions. And I decided that I wasn't going to go to a meeting that night. I decided that I was going to hold a meeting at my house, in my apartment. So what I did was I set up my living room like a meeting. And I placed all the readings out in the chairs. And had two chairs for the chair and for the speaker. So then we opened the meeting. You know, and what I did was I jumped from chair to chair and called on me to read the readings. And after all the readings were read, then I went up to chair and I introduced my speaker, whom was me. And I shared. And I'm telling you, I gave up some good help. You know, I really did. I gave up some big help, you know, because I was sharing profoundly and all this. And then after I was sharing a couple of things, I would say, yeah, yeah, go ahead and share. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was, you know, co-signing me. And then after I finished sharing, I thanked myself for sharing. And then I went and jumped from chair to chair and called on me to get, you know, finish out the meeting. And after me, and I think I call them my survival skills, but y'all call them character defects, you know, closed out the meeting, then I called my sponsor and told him I was at a bomb meeting. I told him that this meeting was off the hook. And he proceeded to tell me that this place in D.C., a meeting place called St. Luke's, had a late meeting, and I needed to meet him there right away to get out of my house and get down there and meet him there. And he proceeded to read my ass. You know, and what I'm talking about, y'all, is getting to the point that I think that I don't need y'all no more. Or that the point is that I have arrived and that my disease was talking to me. And not only was my disease talking to me, but I was listening to it. But I know that it was only through grace and mercy that I didn't use. You know, I acted out, but I didn't use. You know, and that's the therapeutic value, because my sponsor heard all this insane stuff that I was telling him over the phone. You know what I mean? And he knew where I needed to get my help. And when I got down there, he read me up and down. He shared with our network and even people that I didn't know of what I did, and they started reading me. You know what I mean? And I wanted to get defensive. You know what I mean? And you know the old thing we say, hocus pocus, you need to keep the focus on you. And I'm one of the ones that like to flip the script when we're talking about me. No, it's about you. What about you? And they have taught me that when it's about me, it's about me, and I need to listen to the help. And if it don't apply right now, I need to save it, because sooner or later it's going to apply. You know, we talk about not judging people up in here, but, you know, sometimes I do. You know, I judge people, but later on, when I talk to somebody else, you know what I mean, they give me the information, you know, that takes me out of that realm of judging people. Especially people that I don't even know, that I haven't even took the opportunity to get to know them. Maybe going on what somebody else said about somebody, and I formulated an opinion about them, and then I'm not going to mess with them. Or whatever. What I have learned to do, you know what I mean, and I can't afford to cut anybody out of my life. Nobody. Whether I like you or dislike you, because I don't know where my help is going to come. I don't know where it's going to come from. You know, I need everybody in my life. You know what I'm saying? Some people I might have to feed with a long-handled spoon, but I still need them. So I can't afford to do that. See, we talk about this therapeutic value of one addict helping another, even when I was a newcomer and I sit in an open forum and I raise my hand and I share some of the craziest stuff. Them old timers back then would tell you to shut up. And they would proceed no matter what the meeting was on. You know, it could have been on the second step, the third step. Right now, it seemed like to me back then that the whole meeting turned on me. It was about me because, I mean, they were giving me help. I wanted to get up and to run out of there. But then everybody would see me run out of there, so I had to sit there and take it. And what happened was that I was getting my help and didn't know that I was getting my help. See, I look at, you know, I have some sponsees that have asked me things like, you got 14 years, man. Why are you acting like that? And what I tell them is that I'm still human. And the real deal is, you know, you don't have no experience with this 14 years, but wait and see what you be doing when you get 14 years. You know what I mean? Because I don't walk on water, and I do make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and any time that I want to do it. And knowing all the time the consequences that I'm going to get. And I said, I'll deal with that when they come down the pike. But am I ever ready to deal with any consequences that come down the pike? Am I ready to deal with the pain that I might inflict on somebody else and on myself? So then what do I do? I say, well, it'll pass. You know, do what you do. You know, but I have to wind up coming back and doing a 10th step. You know what I mean? Where I don't have to add nobody to my 8th step list. You know, so that I have to make amends. But when one of each of us see another addict performing a task. I remember my sponsor gave me an assignment to do one time. Because, you know, self-centered is the core of our disease. And it was always all about me. It was always all about me. And if you couldn't do nothing for me, then I had no use for you. And my sponsor gave me an assignment to help somebody and not to let nobody know that I did it. And you know how hard that is to do. Because I want the praise. I want the recognition. I want all that. I did that. And I fulfilled that assignment. And to hear someone share that they got some help, but they don't know where it came from, and that God is good all the time. You know what I mean? I wanted to raise my hand right behind them and say I was the one that helped you. You know what I mean? So that everybody would say, oh, Ulysses is the good guy. Ulysses is all right. You know what I mean? But I had to hold on to it. I had to hold on to it. And this is about when I had four, maybe 5 years clean. You know what I mean? And I come to find out some 9 years later that I'm still doing that, helping people and not letting them know it's me. And you know the feeling that you get when you help somebody, they don't know that you helped them, but the bottom line is that you came up out of yourself to help them. I cannot describe it, but it feels so good. And y'all people have taught me how to do that. Y'all have taught me. I remember a guy that couldn't stay clean and always coming in. One day he'll pick up a key tag for 30 days. 2 days later he'll pick up a key tag for 60 days. 3 days later he'll pick up a key tag for 90 days. And I judged him a lot, and I used to talk about him. You know, and my sponsor told me, I had stopped hugging him and everything. You know what I mean? He was standoffish. My sponsor told me what he wanted me to do is he wanted me to walk up to this brother. I needed to make amends. I needed to hug him and tell him that I loved him. And I told my sponsor that he was out of his mind. You know, no, I'm not doing that. He says, so you done got too big for that? Huh? There's some big eyes and little U's up in here. And I said, no, man, but we know. He said, whether we know or not, we got to help him. And I had to walk up to that brother, hug him, tell him I loved him, and make my amends. And today I sponsor that brother. You know what I mean? And he's getting ready to celebrate his first year. You know, we talk about the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. In all the instances that I told you about, you know who got the most help? I did. I got the most help. Coming outside of myself and sharing my experience, my strength, and my hope. And then when I needed help, I needed to share the exact nature, not set up no scenarios and all kind of things, of what's going on with me. And then not in the same breath ask for help and then tell you how to help me. I needed to put my hand down, sit down, not go smoke a cigarette, not go to the bathroom, but sit down and get my help. See, I have learned over the years of coming in the room and throwing up all over the room and not getting to the exact nature of what's going on with me. I have learned over the years that I keep close communication with my sponsor, that a whole lot of things that I bring up in here, I don't have to bring up in here. You know what I mean? Because when you raise your hand in an open forum, all types of things is liable to come back, and you might not be ready for it. You might not be ready for it. You know, it's just like a woman having a baby. You know what I mean? And this is her first child, you know, and she's getting ready to have a baby. And maybe Dwayne is sharing his experience, strength, and hope with her on how to have that baby. Now, what kind of nonsense is that? Of him sharing with a woman, he ain't never had no damn baby. He don't know what it's like to have a baby. You know what I mean? So that my sponsor taught me. You know what I mean? I don't have to come at somebody of what they share. I can let them share it. You know what I mean? And move on. You know what I mean? And if I need to share with somebody, then I don't have to light them up in an open forum. But what I can do is share with them at the end of the meeting my experience, strength, and hope. You know, a lot of times I have found out that I don't know how this thing works. But what I do know is that it works. I know that it works. You know what I mean? We talk about the therapeutic value. You know, when they sat down and N.A. was born, you know what I mean? It said that it was one addict sharing their experience, their strength, and they hope. with another addict. Now, if that ain't therapeutic, I don't know what it is. And it's been working. It's been working for a while. So who am I to come up in here and try to make this Ulysses anonymous? You know what I mean? I followed a path that has been laid before me. And it has been working for me. You know, I just celebrated an anniversary. And I was sharing. And I got a couple phone calls. That if it ain't nothing else that I can teach anybody in this program that came after me, I can show them how to get 14 years without picking up a drink or a drug. I can show them how to do that. You know, and you know, my sponsor called me and he told me, he said, you know, June, being humble is not what comes out of your mouth. He said, being humble is an action word. He said, and your arrogancy sometimes backs people up off of you. He said, walk this thing and let them see you walk it. Participate in your recovery and stay in your lane. Because it's about attraction, not promotion. You know what I mean? And it starts to seek in. You know how you go back after you done worked the 12 steps and you start with one again and you're reading it and some things in it pop out that you just didn't catch the first time. And you start going. That's what it's all about, y'all. That's what it's all about. You know, I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I really do. It's the best I ever live, and life goes on, and I have some challenges that come up. But I know that I cannot do this thing by myself. I know this is a we thing. A we thing, and y'all helped me do it. I want to thank y'all for being here for me. I want to thank the program. And my name's Ulysses, and I'm an addict. Thanks for letting me share, y'all.